You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, I want to address the changes that have taken place in our world and their effect on our day-to-day life. You know, we often don't think about the changes that are taking place in our world because why? Because we're right in the middle of it. It's the same thing when you're in the middle of a situation, right? And you're dealing with all kinds of stress and strain. And you want to come to someone like me, a therapist, right? Because I can help give you what? Perspective. Because you're right in the middle of the battlefield. And it might not be a battlefield, but at the time it might feel like a battlefield. But you know, think about our world. Think about our country. And think about the changes, the major changes that have happened in the last 5 years that we don't really think about. We don't really think about it because we adapt to it. And why I'm doing this show tonight and why it's so important is that I've recently spoken to several individuals, both male and female, that have spent time in a prison or in a facility for over 5 years and just recently got out. And the reason why this is really important is because, think about it, we overlook the changes that happen day to day. We overlook our yearly changes. We kind of get accustomed to it. Think about how accustomed we get to how fast the news is dissipated. Think about how fast news comes and goes. Think about, you can hear a story and then you don't even hear it again. Think about all that stuff. And I think there's just so much information and so many things that are taking place right now that it can be almost overwhelming. But think about this. Think about being in a facility or in prison for 5, maybe 6 years. Going in about 2009, 2010, and coming out this year. And think about what has changed. Not just your life, not just around you, but on a global level, but even more importantly, just day-to-day life. And I want to address those changes and how those changes impact us on a daily basis. And we might not even be aware of that crucial impact. When we think about change and we think about growth, one of the first things we constantly think about is what? Technology. That's the first thing we all, that's our go-to. Oh yeah, technology. And the first thing I think about, and I don't know if we can really call this, but I think it is technology. It's kind of like this huge supercomputer, and I call it Facebook, right? Facebook is about to rule the world, if you don't know it by now. I'm starting to think it. I'm starting to really think this because it has such an impact. And, you know, and oftentimes, you know, people are reading their news now on Facebook. Like, what happened to the Wall Street Journal? The New York Times? Nope. It's all now retweeting on Facebook. And think about how Facebook has really revolutionized putting your private life out there on the line for everybody to see. I mean, some of our great-grandparents would be freaking out right now. You're not supposed to be airing your dirty laundry. Well, you know what? I mean, that's just like part of culture now. I mean, you see it often. I saw it the other day, a woman commenting, a friend of mine on Facebook, making a comment about how her husband was having an affair was private messaging a woman, and she was telling this woman off on a Facebook post. Honestly, it has become a forum for everything that we used to not even talk about. Think about that. And think about some of the stats on it, because, you know, we can sit there and talk about how it's grown, but I think when you think about some of the statistics, so back in 2010, the monthly active Facebook users in the millions, okay, so back in 2010, the monthly active Facebook users in the millions was 518 million. 518 million. And in this year, it's 1.5 billion. And I'm not saying that these are all real people now, okay? Because I know that some of these folks, I have no idea who's behind some of these Facebook profiles. You know what I'm saying? I have no idea, but it's a 188% change. That is massive, massive growth, okay? That's a lot. And, you know, it's interesting because when you really think about Facebook, yes, we're putting all our dirty laundry out there to some degree. But one of the biggest things is the way that it's changed the societal typography as far as kind of more like isolationism versus community. I think Facebook was built to create more of a community, but I think to some degree it causes people to be isolated. It's like they're on Facebook, but oftentimes there's a percentage of people that forget that Facebook is not reality. And I know for some people that just heard that word, I think I just scared the hell out of everybody. And some people have probably turned off the radio because they don't want to hear me anymore because it's not reality. It is a combination of comments and retweets and pictures and games and things like that. And we can use it for good or we can use it for evil. But again, it is a platform for a social platform. And I feel that in some degree it's brought us together. We've rekindled old flames. Some people have, you know, found the love of their life back from elementary school or middle school. Some people have run into old friends. I mean, I've reconnected with some of my old good college friends and middle school friends. And that's really neat. But when it comes to day-to-day, it's like I think that sometimes we kind of forget that we can actually call someone and instead we get into this whole structure of Facebook. And let me explain something. I don't know if you've ever had this situation, but I have, where you're talking to somebody on the phone, like on at least a every 2 day, every 3 day basis, and then all of a sudden they start, you know, texting you. And then all of a sudden, instead of texting you, they're private messaging you on Facebook, and you're like, well, what is this? What is this change in communication? But it happens all the time because I think that there's just so many ways to communicate, but often so many people do not want to speak to each other. Try it out. I've been using this new technology. Pick up the phone and call. It's an amazing technology because especially if you don't really want to connect with anybody, the best way nowadays is to call because nobody answers their phone. Seriously. You can return all your calls in a day and feel really good about it, except for the only problem is that you can't connect with anybody. Seriously. And that's what's really taken place ever since Facebook. You know, as far as technology is concerned as well, you have YouTube. And it's interesting how YouTube has created a kind of a substructure, sub-society for watching videos, for uploading videos, for information. And to some degree, you can spin anything you want. We know that just from the country we live in. You can spin anything you want, make it sound a certain way to get certain people to hate them, like them, love them, distrust them. But at the same point, you know, people can't hide. Think about it. You know, back in the early 2000s, you know, nobody had like the phones and the cameras on their phone. You nowadays, literally, if you're doing something, there's a chance that you could be videotaped and it can be put on YouTube. It could be put all over the web. You know, and it's interesting how the hours of video uploaded to YouTube has changed as well. So go back to 2010, and every minute there were 24 hours of video being uploaded to YouTube. And now there's 400 hours a minute being uploaded to YouTube. That's a big increase. Again, people are using YouTube to laugh, to cry, to educate, to make money. to get their point across, to do all kinds of crazy stuff in between. And I find it very interesting because I found that a lot of kids nowadays in middle school and high school use YouTube as a teaching tool to learn different programs, different educational type stuff. And, you know, speaking for myself, I didn't have that option when I was a kid. You probably didn't either. And, you know, it's interesting how they're able to do this stuff and not have to just rely on the teacher or the books or what have you. And I think that's quite interesting. Stay tuned. We'll be talking more about the changes in the last few years and how they affect us. Check out AshleyBurgess.com. Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. Check out the site. You're going to like it. It looks good. It's slick. It is top notch. Also, go check out the show on iHeart. What about Spreaker, Stitcher? All these great platforms. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. And, well, we'll be back this time in two shakes.
Up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about the changes that have taken place in our world in the last few years and the effect on our day-to-day life. And the reason why I wanted to do this show is that I've been recently talking to a few folks that used to be inmates and recently got out of prison and have been in prison for 5 years or more. And even people that have been in for 5 years tell me how different the world has become, at least in this country. And one of them I was talking to said they just couldn't believe how much everybody is on their cell phone. And it's not calling. They're constantly surfing the web. Their head and face is directly into the phone. They're texting. They're instant messaging. They're, you know, taking pictures. They're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything. And they said it's a real wild situation because when they came in, it wasn't like that. And think about it, you and I don't see that because we're around it all the time. And so we get kind of wrapped up into it. We don't realize, you know, how wild it really has changed. And I recently did a show, and I think I talked about it the other day, about how I've had so many people, mostly women, walk out on a green light into moving traffic with their face in their phone. Seriously. I could not believe it. And I see it all the time. And it's interesting. And I had somebody say, oh, survival of the fittest. I go, that went away a long time ago. I mean, our society can only be as smart as the least smart people in society. It's just the way life is. You know, it's no longer survival of the fittest. It's not that way. I mean, most things are made and they're subpar. I mean, think about it. Most of the things that we deal with in life, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand. And quite honestly, if you think about a lot of the stuff in recent news, especially politically driven, I mean, basically, it's he said, she said stuff with no factual evidence behind it and just taking sides. And I'm one of those kind of people, I like the facts, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts, only the facts is all I'm interested in. Because I like the facts because you know what, that helps me understand what's truly happening in an accurate way without somebody wanting to emotionally sway me from one side or another. Right before the break, we were talking about Facebook. We were talking about YouTube statistics. I want to give you another technology statistic. It's not really technology, but it's a platform that was created for the internet, right, to rent people's houses called Airbnb. Think about Airbnb. Back in 2010, there was 47,000 summer guests between June 1st and the end of August. In 2016, in summer, there were 17 million guests. Now, we're renting out our places and staying at other people's places. You know what I'm saying? You remember when all you had was an option of a hotel or a motel and that's it? There was nothing else. And then eventually, there might have been a room for rent, but that was always kind of questionable. I had a friend of mine one time that took a job up in Memphis, Tennessee for FedEx, and he was living where the show began. And he was staying at one of those Homeward Suites or something like that, you know, where you can stay for the whole month and the company was paying for it. And he just got bored of it. He's like, you know what? I went on and started looking through Craigslist and found a room to rent. Yeah, he was back at that Homeward Suites in like 36 hours. And so Airbnb has really changed that up. And think about how it's changed our mindset on where we stay. It's kind of cool because it has kind of brought us together more, if you think about it. Like, we're not all sort of isolated anymore. We can see the value of things. And also, there's options of things that we didn't even have the value for. So you have that concept. Think about also, like, when you think about technology, my first thought is robots, right? I mean, think about how they never really talked about robots until just recently. I mean, you hear about robots on, like, Scooby-Doo or something like that, or, you know, occasionally on TV, but you never really thought about robots. They didn't really talk about robots. I didn't even know that they have, like, robot-type things milking cows. Not my cow. Not my cow. It's not milking. Industrial robots sold in 2010, 121,000. I think this one's 229,000. So they had an increase by 89%. But it's very interesting. And what does that mean? Well, you got the folks over at Google that are kind of going crazy, where they want to basically change the entire world and probably eliminate the human race as soon as possible. You got other people trying to fight that fight. I mean, think about it. We got cars that are going to start driving themselves. We're going to have cars that start driving. I don't know if I even like that idea. It's almost like we're giving away all our power, and it's like, what are we really doing, though? I mean, are we just such geniuses that we need a car to drive us to work, or is it more like we want to update our Facebook page? Is it because so-and-so wants to tweet something, their latest nail polish color, their latest Chanel bag? I mean, really, what are we using that time for? And my thing is that I would rather take the chances of me driving myself somewhere than somebody just putting in a little code and running me into a freaking concrete wall. Oops, sorry. Looks like she's gone. Something must have happened to the software in the car. Yeah, that's an assassination. But no, what I'm saying is this. What's happened to our timeline? What's happened to us having more personal time? And I feel that this technology has gotten in the way of us creating lasting personal relationships. And I feel also that there's a whole group of society that's probably in their late teens, early 20s that have trouble communicating, don't have the soft skills because they've never really had to be around it because it's all on computers. We're all on the phone all the time. And I think that technology is sometimes good. Like, I'm not against the stove. I'm not against modern conveniences like the toilet, okay, and the AC. Yes, I like that. Yes, okay, there's obviously a level that I like. I don't want to live in a cave necessarily with no AC, okay? And I don't eat meat, so I don't have to worry about all that stuff, but I don't want to have to, like, boil my shrimp or whatever in a pan, you know, with a wood fire, but that could be fun, actually. You know, I've never really gotten to go camping. I think I've told y'all about this, that, you know, I was raised around a non-camping family and how I always wondered if I missed out on something. But you know what? It's just interesting because I do think that technology is robbing our ability to just be us. I was in a conversation the other day with a lady and she told me that she was talking about her kids. And I have a tendency of, just talking. And I made a comment. I said, you know, I said, somebody, she said she was a writer. And she said, I'd love you to read my book. And I said, hey, I'd love to, too. And she goes, let me send you a link to the digital copy. And I said, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't read digital books. And she said, why? And I said, I just don't read digital books. I said, because when I'm at work, I'm working. But at night, I like to read. And that's when I'm in bed. And the last thing I want is that really high, backlit, glowing iPad or any pad for that matter to have to stare into that. You know how bright that is? It's like staring into the sun, causing myself to have eye issues, causing myself to have vision problems for the rest of my life. And she said, oh my God. She goes, does that cause vision problems? And I said, it does. I said, but a paperback book with a lamp on doesn't. And I'll take that any day. And she goes, you know, my daughter's 8 years old. And has been using an iPad and we just had to go to the doctor because she's having extreme vision problems, and I bet it's equated to that. She got back to me yesterday, and yes, I'm right. And these kids are 8, and they're already having extreme vision problems? Man, that's a long, you got a long road ahead. I mean, at 8 years old, you got to look at the fact that you got to at least live probably 92 more years. Okay? And you got vision problems at 8, that's no good. And so what I'm saying is that some of this technology is kind of taking us out of the game of life. What about kids just going outside and playing? Swinging on the swing set, climbing a tree, walking around, doing some hiking, biking, fishing. You don't have to take the fish out. You can put the fish back in nicely, safely. I mean, think about that. Picking flowers. I used to pick wildflowers, Texas wildflowers back in the summer. The Indian paintbrushes. I remember those. They were like very honey. And I tried to eat some because they kind of taste like honey. And don't lie, we've all tried tasting flowers. All of us have tried a dog treat once or twice too, wondering if it tastes like human food. Okay, and most of them did not, even if they said peanut butter. But think about it. I believe that we're actually kind of like taking ourselves out of life. And I believe that these changes that have been occurring so fast that we don't even see because we're so enmeshed in it is part of the problem. Stay tuned when I return to be talking more about this effect on day-to-day life. But better yet, what you can begin to do now to safeguard your life and to live your true life. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com. Check out AshleyBurgessNetwork.com and get these shows on CD or jump drive and be able to use these in your store or your facility so that people can listen to this, get in tune, get a cool perspective, and really, you know, just be happy. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time and be back this time in 2 shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been addressing the changes that have taken place in our world and their effect on our day-to-day life. And I want to bring up a thought. Right before the break, I was talking about, you know, vision problems and using the iPad and the pads and those types of things at night to read. Okay, and we got to preserve our vision. And you know what happened to reading a book, a paperback or a hardback book with a lamp on? I mean, I think that outweighs the other. I think there's certain technologies that are worsening our system. And one of those that I think I would have to argue, and some of you might argue with me about, is those dating sites. It's like you kind of wonder, because I really think that for the most part, we're surrounded by people that we could definitely date, but we just don't see it in front of us. Maybe oftentimes what we want, our demands are different from the people around us. But it's interesting because very rarely, and sometimes it does work. I've had clients that have come in my office and met somebody on Match or whatever. And they've stayed together and they've gotten married, and I've officiated a few of those weddings. But for the most part, up to now, the percentage rate of that working isn't that high. And the thing that I want to throw out right now that I think is so interesting is the fact that these dating sites basically, I think, put people in a position of going too fast. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you meet somebody in person and you meet them out at the grocery store or at work or at the gym, you talk and you say, hey, how you doing? And you exchange phone numbers. Well, a lot of these dating sites, people have texted. They haven't even talked on the phone yet. And they texted 500 times. They know more about each other before they even speak. And is that good or bad? I don't know. I think that our life is getting too fast. It's getting too fast. I mean, it's like, It's like all of us are having those types of Hollywood weddings, right? Where you get married for a year and it's gone. And it's like, what happened to taking your time to appreciating things, to accepting things, to getting to know people, to being honest? And I think there's a certain level of things that have kind of fallen by the wayside because we're so used to this really, really quick, get what you want, move on type society. And I find that to be a problem. I find that oftentimes we rely on social media to help us socially, for us to feel as though we're connected. I feel that we also have a tendency of not sustaining our relationships with others based on the fact that we do look towards social media as our outlet. You know, I think it's interesting, though, because I think that when you look at all these different statistics, you realize that technology has really taken over. And we have to sit back and realize, what can we do to get the most out of it, but also to preserve our health and our happiness? And I realize that going back to old school values and doing things in an old school way really helps. And before I really give you some of these tips that you can use to better your life, to offset some of this technology imposed on us, I want to bring up something that's extremely important. And eventually I'm going to do a full show on it. But, you know, it's interesting how just with technology, as technology rises, as we grow, as there becomes more and more people on this planet, so does our planet have less resources. You know, every year, our planet has a thing called the Earth Overshoot Day. The Earth Overshoot Day is reached during the year, and what that means is that's the day of that year that we've actually overused our resources for the full year. And I know these are things that we don't talk about on the news, right? We don't talk about the loss of the scarcity of food and the scarcity of certain conditions. And we just don't talk about the freshwater type. We don't talk about the renewable freshwater changes. We don't talk about the atmospheric concentrations very often. And we sure don't talk about the deforestation, especially in Indonesia, and the changes in that too. I mean, deforestation is up over 25%. And it's like we get so lost in our own life, in this technology life too, that we miss the boat. And I think there's a lot of old school values and ways of life, not only with technology, but the way we live, that can make changes to better Mother Earth and to better our life and to better your family's life. Because think about it. Certain things that we have now are better than they were, but certain things aren't. And if you're raising a family, I ask you to begin to realize that some of the things that were done back in the past weren't bad. They were the best way to do it. I mean, like, I think anybody that has any sort of a backyard needs to be their own gardener. You need to have a little garden, at least with herbs and maybe tomatoes, and do an organic garden. It needs to be done. And especially if you're raising a family or you want to be an example to others, this helps our environment. It helps you. I mean, this is amazing stuff. And I think when we go back to certain old school values and think about it, you do have time for it. You do have time for it. Our whole world is kind of a smokescreen and mirrors of speeding up. It's, you know how you feel sometimes that the day just flies by so fast? Well, I ask you to do something with me because I've tried it out before and I'm going to do it again. Do a day, try it out, and it could be on the weekend or it can be on the weekday. Some of you might say it's too hard for me to do on the weekday because I have so many meetings and people call me, but I'm telling you, I tried it and it really was pretty freeing. You remember when you were a kid and everything seemed to take so long? You remember you go places with your family and you'd be like, oh my God, how much longer are we going to be there, Dad? Mom, how much longer, Mom? God. Okay. So remember how we used to be and we'd be like, this day could never end. Like, it's just going to go on and on and on forever and ever and ever. Okay. This is what I'm saying. When I turned off technology one day, I worked, but I turned off my phone and I did not access Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or. And I just focused on getting some work done and getting some writing done. And yes, I got a lot done. I was amazed, however, on the extra time that I had. I know. I was amazed on the extra time that I had because what I've been doing lately, and it's something that maybe you've been doing too, is you get a free second in your day, whether you're going to go pick up lunch, leaving the office, going to pick up lunch, whether you're going to run an errand or drop off your dry cleaning. And having you caught yourself waiting or doing something and like you're pulling up to the dry cleaner and you're still in the car messing with Facebook. I mean, having you caught yourself on the phone with people on Facebook. You're on the phone with them and surfing Facebook. I even catch myself right when I wake up in the morning because I use the alarm on my phone, which probably isn't that great of an idea. And I turn my phone off airport mode and I'm looking at Facebook. I'm looking at Twitter. I'm looking at Instagram and all that time. So I tried it for one day and then I tried it again. And it was amazing the amount of time that I found in my schedule to do something else with. And I think that we've been bombarded by this because we're trying to live several lives, if you think about it. In reality, we're trying to live our human life, the one here on this planet in 3D, and we're trying to live our cyber life. You see what I'm saying? Our cyber life and our planet life, we're trying to live them simultaneously. And you know how hard that is to live? Because you're trying to live two lives at one time. You're trying to keep up the persona on the cyber life, and you're trying to go through it on the real life. And some of us end up missing the boat and start going through the motions in our real life, going through the motion of life, and focusing on the cyber life and getting so engrossed in that that we miss out on what's happening in front of our very eyes. That's when technology takes over in our life and we miss why we're here. Do you see what I'm saying? And I feel like we got to put one in check. We got to put one of our lives in check. And some of you might say, well, I'm keeping the cyber life. But I'm saying, I understand. Sometimes cyber life can be better because you can put out whatever persona you want. You can put out whatever images you want. For some of you, you can say whatever you want. And maybe you shouldn't always. I mean, some of it, it's like, my God. But you know what? I mean, it's freedom of speech. And, you know, I don't know. I don't feel that way, though. I'm working to get the positive, authentic, live your true life message out there. If it wasn't for that, though, I don't really think I would be spending that much time. Because, you know, it does get a little in the gray area where we begin to forget which one is most important. And which one am I going to spend more time on? Stay tuned. I'm going to be giving you the tips and tricks that you can use beginning today, using through the whole year and through your whole lifetime to get back your life, to only use the technology that you need, and to keep technology in check so that you are in charge, not the technology. Stay tuned. Check out the new website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. We had a facelift, baby. No, wait. We didn't have a facelift. We had collagen injections. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, check it out. Also, check out the Ashley Burgess Network. Check me out on Spreaker, Live Your True Life. And remember, hashtag LYTL for any time that you're doing something on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter that you are living your true life. Hashtag LYTL. Stay tuned because live your true life. Hashtag LYTL perspectives will be back this time. And well, what was that? Oh, yeah, yeah. Be back this time in two shakes.
You could be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We've been talking about the changes that have taken place in our world and their effect on our day-to-day life. And you know, right before the break, I was talking about cyber life versus planet life. And that's something that's really taken over for most of us. We're so inundated, we're so engrossed in social media that we forget that we have a life here on Earth that we're supposed to be living. Think about it. It's unreal. It's like people get so enthralled in the pictures that are up on Facebook. Did they tag me or not? Was I tagged? Oh, God. Was I tagged? Was I not tagged? Was I at that party? Was I not invited? Was I invited? And I think that it comes a time when we have to put that cyber life in its place and really get our priorities straightened out. I think we have true priorities in our life, and I think until we live up to those priorities, our life's going to be in shambles. I have clients that come into my office often who have created this persona on social media, who created a persona on social media that makes them look larger than life. They are wealthy, they are doing everything, they're in the middle of everything, everything. And you know what's interesting? They come in here and they break down, they got every single person fooled. Remember, folks, remember that Facebook and all these platforms is trying to explain that what you see is what you get. It's based on a concept that if you see it long enough, you'll believe it. Okay? And I don't know about you, but I'm more vigilant than ever anymore. And I ask you to be too. I recently did a show on vigilance. And you got to be vigilant with being out there, seeing things, helping other people, but better yet, vigilant about not believing everything you see and read about and hear. Because a lot of the stuff that's out there isn't even true. It's propaganda on all different levels. Most people out there on social media have their own propaganda. They want you to think that they're a debutante, that they're a social mogul, that they're a millionaire, a billionaire. Think about it. I mean, haven't you seen how many fake Facebook profiles there are? How many fake Twitter profiles there are? I mean, come on. And we put so much stock in it. The other day, I had something happen on my Twitter. I lost a bunch of followers, like several thousand. And I don't know if it was a glitch or not, but I'm starting to think that a lot of these people aren't real. And you put time and effort into that for what? I would much put time and effort into something tangible. And yes, I want to get the word out. And yes, it's important for me to share the authentic word. But I don't want to waste too much time doing that to people that I'm not even sure are real. And so I'm saying tonight is that don't believe all that you see and read about friends and the news and everything else. And to maybe become more personal with your life. To reach out. To talk to your neighbors. To reach out and to see your friends. To see them in person. To put the phone down. To realize that one-on-one or in a group is so much more effective and so much more connected than in the cyber life. I also ask you to take your time and analyze what's happening around you. As the world tends to be speeding up, it often seems difficult to slow down. We feel like we got to keep up with the pace, but what pace is this? Because like I was saying, try that experiment. For one day, turn the phone off. And if you have access to messages and stuff like that on your computer and you're working, turn that off too. I'm telling you, you're going to find a different side of that day. You're going to realize that there's a lot of time in the day still. That the day's not just flying by as you thought. When we get back more to the basics in life, we realize that we have the power to change things. We realize that we're not just at the mercy and the whims and the whimsical situation in life. And we realize that we have more power than we ever did. And I think it's important to identify that power and understand who we are. So bottom line, don't be bullied to rush your life based on technology speeding up time. You know, when I was thinking about that self-driven car, I mean, whatever. I mean, for some of you out there, it'll, I hate to say this, but y'all will go out, you're going to be able to go out drinking now, not to worry about it. But for me, I don't want a car that drives me. I don't like riding on trains, okay? I don't like being in an Uber. I mean, there's some really great Uber drivers, and I love you cab drivers and everything too, but I like to drive myself. There are certain things that I like to do. Driving myself is one of them. Gardening is another one. Not taking just random people's word for things is another one. I mean, I saw an article the other day I thought was interesting. It said, are you going to read this whole article? Or are you just going to retweet without reading? I've seen some real bonehead stuff out there on social media for people that are just retweeting stuff that they haven't even read. If they read it, I think they wouldn't have retweeted. I mean, maybe they would have. God bless. But man, really, take the time, read it, understand what you're standing for. Do your due diligence. And if you're going to read, you know, mainstream media, go on and read some media outside of this country and read some things to really analyze what's happening around you. I also ask that, you know, you don't believe everything that you read and you put technology away for a day. It really worked for me, and it really put things into perspective because I was able to put technology away for a day. I was able to feel more powerful. I had more time in the day. I felt more comfortable. I was happier. I had like a better feeling of well-being, I guess, because I think that oftentimes having the cyber life in our real life is like two sets of responsibility. So not only do you have the responsibility in this life, but you have the responsibility in that life. So you're over there going, oh God, haven't posted to Facebook yet. You got somebody messaging you on your phone. Oh, when are you going to put those pictures up from the birthday party? Oh yeah, I mean, everybody's waiting on them. Everybody's waiting on them. Please tag me. Come on now. Everybody's waiting on them. It's been 10 days, for God's sakes. You going to put them up? So you gotta deal with all that. You got to deal with people commenting. Didn't you get my message on Facebook? Or you're at the gym or whatever, somebody's like, didn't you make a comment on my Facebook update? I mean, what's wrong with you? So you got all those responsibilities, and you can cut that cord at any time by being real with people. By reaching out in real life, by reaching out in this life, and realizing that you can still have a cyber life, but to put it into priority and to put it in the proper perspective. Last but not least, getting in the outdoors, getting out to the outdoors, spending time in the outdoors. Even if you live in the big city, getting out to the park, sitting in the grass, spending time outside. Better yet, getting out to nature, really being in nature, spending some time hiking, biking, walking, just sitting outside, spending time in the sun. It's amazing what vitamin D in the sun can do. It's amazing what nature can do to really decrease that stress level and get you back where you need to be at. Or better yet, better than you were before. And there's a value in taking your time and getting things right. And if anything, these changes are massive. And yes, it's happening fast. To us, it's happening slowly because we're in the middle of it. But realize that there is unique value in being yourself and being authentic and being real. And there's true value in taking your time to get things right, to have the life that you've always wanted. and to not let things get in the way that don't add clear value to your life. Check out AshleyBurgess.com. Listen to Live Your True Life, hashtag LYTL Perspectives on Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, this station, all during the week on the radio. And remember, it's about priorities. You can have the life that you've always dreamed of, but you got to believe you can have it and you got to work toward it. And being able to see what we value the most is what's inherently important. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in 3 shakes.